Dawlish Heritage Trail, Hub Number 7, the Revolutionary Railway. Look out across the viewpoint to get a great view of the famous Dawlish Railway line, which opened in 1846. The first trains that ran along this line were the fastest, cleanest and quietest trains in the country. So, why were they quickly abandoned? In 1844, the South Devon Railway Company decided that their new railway line from Exeter to Plymouth would be an atmospheric railway. They'd been persuaded to adopt atmospheric technology by Isambard Kingdom Brunel, one of the most ingenious and versatile engineers of the 19th century. Atmospheric trains weren't driven forward by steam power. Instead, they were drawn along the track by the power of vacuums, created in huge tubes. This meant they didn't have to carry heavy fuel, so they could climb hills more easily. They could reach speeds of nearly 60 miles per hour, and they travelled almost silently. The atmospheric railway opened in May 1846, and for most passengers, it was the fastest and smoothest journey they had ever experienced. But the atmospheric railway was much more difficult and expensive to maintain than a steam railway, so the South Devon Railway switched to cheaper and simpler steam trains in 1848. The railway made travel much faster and more affordable. People could now escape overcrowded industrial cities for short seaside stays. Increased visitor numbers stimulated a tourism industry in Dawlish. You can find out more by following the Brunel Trail from Dawlish Warren to Coryton Cove. Explore the fascinating history of Dawlish by visiting the 15 information hubs around the town. Each location is shown on the map in the Heritage Trail leaflet, which you can pick up from the Tourist Information Centre and other places in the town.